Sri Rama Krishna Pada, Renown system is automatically visible. Concentration with the super soul seated within everyone's heart is possible only when one is completely free from the contamination of material attachments. One who is sincere and pure gets an opportunity to consult with the Supreme Personality of Godhead in his Paramatma itself, sitting within everyone's heart. The Paramatma is always the Chaitya Guru or the spiritual master within, and he comes before one externally as the instructor and initiator spiritual master. The Lord can reside within the heart, and he can also come out before a person and give him instructions. Thus the spiritual master is not different from the super soul sitting within the heart. An uncontaminated soul or living entity can get a chance to meet the Paramatma face to face, just as one gets a chance to consult the Paramatma within his heart. One also gets a chance to see him actually situated before him. Then one can take instructions from the super soul directly. This is the duty of a pure devotee, to see the bona fide spiritual master and consult to the super soul within the heart. When the Brahman asked the woman who the man lying on the floor was, she answered that he was a spiritual master, and that she was perplexed about what to do in his absence. At such a time, the super soul immediately appears, provided devotee. Purified in heart by following the directions of the spiritual master. A sincere devotee who follows the instructions of the spiritual master certainly gets direct instructions from his heart, from his super soul. Thus, a sincere devotee is always helped directly or indirectly by the spiritual master and the super soul. This is confirmed in Chaitanya Charitamrita. Guru Krishna Prasadaya Paya Bhaktivinoda means the devotee serves his spiritual master sincerely, Krishna automatically becomes pleased. Yasya prasada bhagavat prasada. By satisfying the spiritual master, one automatically satisfies Krishna. Thus the devotee becomes enriched by both the spiritual master and Krishna. The super soul is eternally the friend of the living entity and always remains with him. The super soul has always been ready to help the living entity. Even before the creation of this material world, it is there first stated here, Janakre Vichacharta, the word agreements before the creation. That the super soul has been accompanying the living entity since before the creation. End of the talk of the Prabhupada. So in this verse describes our role of the spiritual master. Chaitanya Charitamrita explains that we have two spiritual masters. How the Supreme Personality of Godhead, he has manifested in two forms. Jive sakshat nahi tatte guru chaitya rupe शिक्षा के रूप में कृष्ण महत्व जीवे साक्षात नहीं इंफॉर्मेशन आवाम सुपुर पर्सन इंफॉर्मेशन जीवे साक्षात नहीं दैट्स व्हाई सुपुर पर्सन मैनिफेस्ट आज चैत्य गुरु आज परमात्मा I have heard that when you reflect upon Krishna, Krishna will lead you to Anadi Mahindu. You turn our face from Krishna and come to this material world. We forget Krishna, but Krishna does not forget us. That's why he comes with us. He comes with his peace. The super soul comes with his peace. anger that speaks from always stays with the super soul. So we have two bodies, anugrasa body and sattva body. When we die, then we leave behind this gross body, made up of pancha mahabhuta, five elements, earth, water, air, fire, and ether. We leave behind it. The heart holds along with the spirit soul, the subtle body and paramatma. Subtle body, from man, bhakti, ahankara, mind, intelligence, and ego, false ego, ego. The mind carries a lot of desires. So to fulfill those desires, that spirit soul has to get another body. The super soul is there, anumanta upadrasta. The upadrasta explains the body is like a tree. The two birds sitting in this body. One is paramatma and atma. The atma bird, when eating fruits, when taking bitter fruits, taking pain, sweet fruits and then the spirit soul engaged in sinful activities, suffers, engaged in pious activities, enjoys. But the soul enjoys and suffers. A super soul simply works on anumanta upadrasta. So we will go on like this, life after life. As long as we have material desire within our mind, we are bound to the first to achieve another body. When our mind, intelligence, and ego is spiritualized, Pancha Mahabhuta Khitti of the Manitam, we give up. And Mat Bhakti Ahankara will be with us. Intelligence always will be with us. Mind will be with us. Ego will be with us. Our mind will be spiritualized. Our consciousness. Now, in the mental world, why will come to this mental world? Then, contaminate the consciousness. Then, our intelligence will be there, but it will contaminate intelligence. The mind, intelligence, ego, these three things will be spiritualized. The false ego will convert it to real ego. Mind, instead of thinking about material desire, only desire for Krishna, then it is spiritualized. So, the spiritual will go back, the paramatma will not go back. I have had a spiritual work, you don't need a paramatma. So Bhagavan is directly there. He directly guided me in the meditation. When you come here, then Bhagavan manifests as paramatma. You don't go over and go over there. We are here now, within our body, the material body, under the spirit soul, the super soul. So when you go to spiritual work, there is no soul within the body. There is no soul within the body. Your body is the soul. Now, soul is made up of one element, body is made up of another element. And when you go back to the Godhead, the soul itself will take a part, the whole body. Like Krishna, within Krishna, there is no Paramatma. Krishna himself. Though some people mistakenly think, see, and even Krishna is Paramatma, no Paramatma is Krishna. So in this way, we have two spiritual masters. We have no information about God. So being merciful upon us, he has manifested two forms. One Paramatma Chaitya Guru, which inspires us from within the heart. And the Siksha Guru, Mahanvara, Diksha Guru, instruction or initiation they are giving outside of the manifestation. Teach us. So, but who will get guidance of Chaitanya Guru? The person, one who completely surrenders to Krishna. He guides them. Generally, Krishna Watching Anumatta Padasta, in the form of Paramatma, just watching what we are doing. And then Allah will ask for you. Generally, each and every living entity is the same. Sarva Sansa, Aham, Hindisanda, Mr. Mars, Murti, Dhyana, Mata, Amalita. I will decide who is the Vinyan Sahar. Remember us for beautifulness. And intelligence, knowledge comes from me. But for devotee, he acts in different way. He acts in different way. Because the surrender, the Paramatma reciprocates. Paramatma makes living entity to forget, to remember, in general way. The same forgetfulness and the remembrance for a devotee is different way. He is talking about this problem. He is a proper explainer, not spiritual master, to guide us. And when we have a spiritual master to guide us, Chaitanya Guru guide us, Paramatma guide us. And when Paramatma guide us, if we have been following spiritual master's aura perfectly, then he will guide us. Then he will guide us in perfect way. Even if spiritual master is not there, but by following all of the spiritual masters, the Chaitanya Guru is there. So that's why Prabhupada said that three kinds of disciples. Three kinds of disciples. In one kind of disciple, they are like the firecrackers, you know, rockets. Then you shoot the rocket in the sky, goes. Never come back. Rocket disciples. Oh, Gurudev, then Gurudev will say, okay, please go and do this. Then if you go, never come back. Rocket disciples. No? Okay. Gurudev gives no instructions, he will come back. He will not become a disciple. The other kind of disciple, that if whatever Gurudev says, he will do that. Whatever Gurudev says, he will follow. Whatever Gurudev says. But, whatever Gurudev says, we follow, but we not Paramatma give intelligence how to follow it. How to follow this? Externally, the Guru will tell you something. But internally, Paramatma will give us intelligence to understand Guru's instructions. Otherwise, what happens? If you say, whatever Guru says, I do it, then there is a problem also. Whatever Guru says, I do it, there is a problem. One example, usually a spiritual master that was commanded to say, that if Guru says something, you don't use your intelligence. Prabhupada also has a commandment. Use your intelligence to follow Guru's instructions. He's giving an example. The Lord Guru, he has trained his disciples, just follow my instructions. Whatever I say, do that. Then Guru said, disciple, that from tomorrow I come pilgrimage. So you accompany me. He said, yes, Gurudev, I'll do that. Then Gurudev prepared, climbed on a horse, all his Taras Pendra, Lata, Kamandala, Vipu, Pukhanda, Pukhanas, the Guru going, the Pilgrimage, he said, he's following. Then whole day of the walking, 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 end of the day, they reached one place, in good time. Then Guru opened his bag, when he found Lota, he missed Lota, you know, that Lota he missed. Then Guru asked himself, hey, what have you done, Lota? And the disciple said, oh, Gurudev, Lota fell on the way, it fell down. So Guru said, why didn't you pick it up? Gurudev, you didn't tell me to pick up. Guru told me to accompany you. So whatever Guru Mukha Pabhivatya, whatever you say, I follow you. You told me to accompany, I'm accompanying you. Never told me that something fall down, pick up. So if you tell me, I did. Then Guru said, you're such a fool. I walk up and fall from the horse, you should pick up and give to me. You don't know this is Gurudev? I have told you this. Okay, Gurudev, from tomorrow I will do that. The next morning, Second, Gurudev attack at the heart. Gurudev walking right in the heart. And this couple following, following behind. One point, the heart passed through. They said, heart passed through. Then the disciple picked up the stool. I'm like, Gurudev, Gurudev, take it. What is this? You said, what about the heart? And give me. The disciple had to get from the heart. I was saying, Gurudev is stool. Gurudev is a police. Exactly. It's not like whatever falls, this stool falls to give to me. This of them, what should I give to you? And Guru Mata made a list. Lopra, Blanket, these, that, any of these things it falls. That will give me. Not stool you need to give me. Who can do that? I will follow exactly what it is. The next day morning, again, Guru disciples go. Guru, trying to enhance. He said, I'm following, going, going on the way. Something happened with the horse jumped up. The horse jumped up, Guru fell down on the horse. And the disciples went, look at it, he's walking, walking, walking. So Gurudev, what happened? I fell down, don't pick up. The disciples looking at the list. Gurudev, you're getting stuck here. Now, the point is, Guru gives instructions. But the Paramatma gives intelligence to understand the business. This is what is happening. So, there is one kind of disciples. They just like rockets. Guru gives instructions and they never come back from the job time. The other kind of disciples that go by receiving Guru's instructions, they will do. The first class disciple, there is no need for Guru to tell anybody. Before Guru says something, he knows. But when Guru knows, this is the relationship with Guru and his family. First class disciples. That's why they call Guru Devatatma. The Guru disciple is so intimate, they become non-different from each other. Guru disciple become non-different from each other. That intimate relationship. Guru and disciples. In this regard, the description, once in Jajigram, in Bengal, on the red tree, Nalkandas Thakur and Srinivas Acharya, they are discussing this kind of permanent tree. There is a road near my road. So, on marriage party, I was going to try to do it, and that boy, who was getting married, he was tried by Chalapur. And the Srinivas Acharya and Narottam Thakur were discussing with themselves to see such a nice boy, such a handsome boy. And this kind of marriage, who was getting slaughtered, he fell into Maya. So, it would be so nice if this boy would be engaged in Krishna service. So, discussing like this. And Ramchandra Kaviraj was going, right? In my life. Ramchandra Kaviraj could hear the discussion. And from that discussion, Ramchandra Kaviraj was so much influenced. The same night he left house.
In the temple, ashram, you please go spend some time with your wife. Then Ramchandra Kaviraj went to his wife. But when he went to his wife, the wife is very advanced lady. Instead of thinking, oh, my husband has come, let me enjoy with him. Let me preach him, stay behind, don't go to ashram back, stay with me, you know, enjoy your life. Instead of speaking like this, whole night she's asking about Krishna Katha. Oh, how is your ashram life? Tell me about Krishna, is like that. That kind of wife he was. So whole night Ramchandra Kaviraj is engaged, you know, talking Krishna Katha. In the early morning, Ramchandra Kaviraj thought, oh, I have to go back to the ashram now. Then he ran back to ashram. When he ran back to ashram, then that time Narottam Thakur was sweeping the courtyard. Then Ramchandra Kaviraj came, Narottam Thakur knows, the whole night he went to spend time with his wife. Then Narottam Thakur became very angry. So the whole night he spent with his wife, and without taking bath, he just come to the ashram, became angry, and he beat him on the broom, on his back, to Ramchandra Kaviraj. So Ramchandra Kaviraj very happy, got the blessings of Narottam Thakur, very good. That day, noon time, Narottam Thakur went with Srinivas Acharya to take bath in Ganga. So Narottam Thakur is rubbing the back, not body, and back of Srinivas Acharya to bathe him. Then Narottam Thakur saw behind Srinivas Acharya there's a mark of the broom, as if somebody has beat him on the broom, Srinivas Acharya. Then Narottam Thakur asking, "Oh, what happened to you? Somebody beat you on the broom? There's a mark on your back." Then Srinivas Acharya, in an indirect way, he said, "Oh, morning time you are beating me by broom, and noon time you are asking who is beating you on broom." Then Ramchandra Kabira said, "Why, I never beat you on the broom." Then Srinivas Acharya said, "Do you remember anybody beat by broom?" He said, "Yes, yes, I beat Ramchandra Kaviraj. This fellow spent whole night with his wife without taking bath that came to the temple. I beat him." Then Srinivas Acharya said, "Jesse, he is my dear disciple. You beat him and that mark came on my back." From that you can understand how deep relationship. So that is what the Brahman is telling, the Paramatma is telling, that I am an eternal friend. Srihidang sarabhutanang jantangmang santimrichati. That's why Krishna is saying, I am an eternal friend, I am always with you. But we don't understand. We think, who is my friend? Oh, somebody give me a cigarette, oh, you are my friend. Somebody takes me to sit cricket, oh, you are my friend. Real friend is sitting very close. Right? If somebody helps me in danger, we think, oh, you are so close to me. He is a close family member. We say like this. He is a distant relatives, he is a close relatives. Oh, so close to me. Who can be more close than Paramatma? Huh? Whatever close you may be to me, I can embrace you. I can embrace you very tightly. You can come up to here, not inside. Right? Still you are outside. Isn't that it? Whatever close you may be, you are sitting outside. But real friend is sitting inside. Next to me, inside. And he never leaves me. He always stays with me. But problem is, he is very far from me. Very far. Why? Because I have turned my face away. He is sitting here. Isa patasya viparjaya smritaha. Brahma in his prayer, he is saying, jnane prayasa madapasana. Isa patasya. He says, Isa patasya. Bhayam ditya abhinivesa tasat. We all living entities are very much in fear. Why we are in great fear? Where this fear arises from? Bhayam ditya abhinivesa tasat. We are contemplating upon secondary object, this body. We have forgotten Isa patasya. Isa means Ishwar, God. Apatasya means turning our face away from God. We are looking other directions. So that is the problem. We ignore a real friend who constantly with us. In this regard, there is a very nice description. There was one king had four wives. This king had four wives. The one wife was very, her name is Bhogavati. And the king loves that wife so much. Whatever she asks, immediately he provides. Give me this, give me that. Okay, immediately he gives. So intense love for this Bhogavati, his wife, number one wife, Bhogavati. Whatever she wants, king gives him. And second wife, king loves very much. Very beautiful wife. And he loves her so much. Wherever this king will go, big meeting or anything, then the king will take this lady, this wife. Her name is Rupavati. First wife is Bhagavati. Second wife is Rupavati. Then third wife, also he loves very much. He loves the third wife so much. Whether to consulting with her, nothing he'll do. Before anything he do, he'll first ask this wife. Her name is Alapavati. Alapavati means, Alapa means discussion. He'll discuss everything. But fourth wife, her name is Helapati, very much neglected. This king doesn't recognize her, doesn't look at her, no? Hate, no? Doesn't look, doesn't, even if he recognize, count her as a wife. Completely neglected, this wife, fourth wife. The first three wives, he loves very much. So first wife, what he does to the first wife? Anybody remember? What? Anything she wants, she gets. Second wife? Always takes, wherever he goes, he takes her. Third wife? Discuss anything to do, he'll discuss. Fourth wife? Neglects. So this man become old. The king become old. Now he has to die. In previous age, the sahamarana. Sahamarana means, when the husband will die, the wife has to die also. They call it sati pratha. The chaste ladies, they would die along with the husband. Because they feel so much painful, the separation of husband, they don't mind to burn herself. It's more painful to stay with that husband. No. So when this time came for this old king, he has to die. Then he called the first wife. The first wife, the Rupavati, no, first wife is the Bhagavati. That whole life, he gave so much things to her. So he called and asked that wife, see, now I become old, now I will die, but I love you so much. Throughout my life, whatever you wanted, I gave you. So now I am going to die. Are you going to die with me also when I die? Then the wife became very angry. What nonsense are you talking? And you are giving me whatever I want as your duty. You die, what should I? Why should I die? I am not going to die with you. Then this king felt very sad. I love you so much. Everything I gave, whatever you want, now you don't care for me. I'll go, you'll not go. So I'm not going to go with you. Then he called the second wife. The second wife asked, now I'm going to die. Will you go with me? Die also? She said, what? I'll go with you. I'll die with you. Forget. As soon as you die, I'll marry another person. More painful. Who can tolerate that? No? I die, I'll marry another person. Very sad fellow. Then third wife, he called. Second wife, he said, wherever I go, I take you. So now I am going to go. You accompany with you? Me? No, I am not going to marry. I'll marry somebody else. The third wife, he called, said whatever I do, I consult with you. I love you so much. So now I am going to die. Are you going to die? Go with me? Then third wife said, yes, I must go with you. But I'll go only to cremation place. From there I'll leave you there and come back. Only at the cremation place I'll accompany with you, not beyond that. Then he felt very sad. Then finally he looked upon the fourth wife, fourth queen. That whole life he neglected her. So now I'm going to leave my body. Are you going to accompany with me? Then fourth wife said, yes, I always with you, whether you neglect me, but I am never neglect you. I am always with you. Wherever you go, I will accompany with you. The four ladies said like that. So this comparison is given. As each living entity, each of us, we have four wives, four queens. We are all king. We all have four queens. The first queen is our body. Our body. Just imagine from your childhood, how much things you have given to this body. Whatever body ask, and eat this, and this hair oil, this pant, this shirt, this haya, blouse, whatever, yes, ready. all bodily demands, we have been supposed, he's number one queen. Whatever body wants, and we give this body. With that, so much endeavor we do, right? So much risk we take in your life, because body wants. We love this body so much. But what body does? We love body so much, but time comes, body kicks us out. I get out from here. No? Body kicks us out. Body will not go with us. The five elements, earth, water, fire, air, ether, they all will merge. They will go back to their place. They will leave us alone. They will not stay with us. This is number one queen. So we are very much concerned. Oh, you are our body is everything for me. Everything for me. Then second wife, what second wife said? What I'll do? Oh, I'll marry someone. So that is our opulence. A name, fame, or opulence. So whenever we go someplace, our opulence goes with us, prestige, right? In area, people, they invite somebody to meeting. If you have a rich man, people, they invite you. Poor man, anybody invite poor man to inaugurate something? And temple opening, this, that? No, only rich men. So they are riches, are opulence, name, fame. The second wife. Her second wife said, I'll marry you. As soon as you die, what will happen? Our opulence belongs to somebody else. The opulence serving us. As soon as you leave body, opulence married to somebody else. So that is opulence. Our opulence, our second wife. Our very much concern, so much attention, our body, our opulence. Oh, you're so close. You're everything for my life. No? My body is everything for my life. My opulence is everything of my life. Some people just want to make money. And I have one friend. So, Maharaj, my life is successful. I said, why? How? Now I know how to make money. In this world, if you know how to make money, he said, Maharaj, end of the day, credit card. No, everything. End of the day, credit card. Credit card solves all the problems. This is the understanding he feels. You have a credit card, now you have no fears. Money is there, everything is there. But they don't understand the extent of money, how much that will help us. We had a devotee, George Harrison. You know George Harrison? He must be a very rich person. He had his own aeroplane. He was attacked by cancer. He was flying by, he has his own flight, aeroplane. His own aeroplane is flying country to country. How will he get cured from this cancer? Just imagine, for a village man, to fly in the sky by aeroplane, what a great pleasure. You understand? For a village man, to have an aeroplane and fly, so great pleasure. But this person, his own aeroplane, is he enjoying? Is he enjoying by flying? No, he is dying. No, it's not that, as we think. He might have billions of dollars in your account. But you will die in great danger, fear. That iPod person, what is his name, he died? Steve Jobs died. So much billions of dollars he must have, so much rich man. But he must have died in very fear, great fear. So what this opulence helps us? The village people, they have no opulence. They just eat some saag and spinach and bhat. But they don't get stroke. They have no heart attack. They have no cancer. They have hardly diabetes. Only rich people have all these things. Too much money. But they think, no, as long as opulence I have, everything I have. No analysis. We don't analyze our life. We don't analyze. It's paschati chapaschati. We see but we don't see. He's our friend. As long as money, you have everything. Arey Baba, you have no money, you don't get any disease. You have more money, you get more disease. Then you could see the village people, very happy they say under the tree. They are accustomed to all natural things, right? The whole day they are running, they are under the water, they eat the dust, dirty. We have a culture, be very clean, neat, clean, but village you go, the kids they eat dogs. Now last year I came, they are saying, Now American doctors are now teaching people, you should leave your children on the floor. They should eat dirt also. Because here children become so cared, so much cared from childhood. And their immunity power has been reduced. Little bit cold catches. When from childhood, they have topi, they have socks, this, that, you know. So soft bed, when they grow the soft bed like that, then they get back pain, this, that, so much. The doctors, they have found this today. The same doctor, they invented all new things, and now back to Punharamasika Bhava. Go back. They're saying, leave your child, yeah, they're saying, leave your child on the ground, let them eat dirt. So they develop immunity. Their immunity power, they'll develop like that. So the point is, the same thing, that life become very simple. Just like previously, the central personality is staying under the tree, natural air, natural water, they're very strong. I see in Mayapur, the village people, during jute season, they separate jute from the sticks. Jute. And 7 hours, 8 hours, they stand in water, this much water. Every day, they stand like this, separating. They never get cold. And when I sometimes go with that socks to the temple, marble, then I start sneezing there. Sometimes I look at them standing on third floor in Brahmacharya Ashram. So I used to think, I see them, you know, they stand working. They must be thinking, oh, just see this Maharaj, so opulent, enjoying his life, nice building, we poor fellow suffering. But they don't understand how I am suffering. These guys are enjoying. They never become sick. Then I had good socks, little bit something, I start sneezing. The poor villagers, they come with some rice, fat rice, and little sabji, this much sabji, and some chili and some salt, right? And I watch how they're eating, and they really enjoy their eating, you know. They enjoy so much, they put the rice, by the time they bring sabji, the rice is in their stomach. By seeing they're eating, you feel very, so nice. But we have so many varieties of prasad. We put up, what is this? Oh, it's not good. What is this? We are tired of eating. But enjoyment, they're enjoying there. So it is foolishness. Always opulence gives us the pleasure. The title Bhagavad Gita teaches us how to enjoy without opulence. That's what Bhagavad Gita teaches us. But people, we think, no, they are our friend. Opulence is our friend. That is second wife. What is third wife saying? I will come up the crematorial place. The third wife, always the king consults, whatever he consults. Just like we consult anything we do, we consult with our relatives, isn't that it? With our family members. And when we will die, they will come with us, but they will come up to where? Which place? When we die? Yeah, funeral place. They will come up to there only, not beyond that. So that is our relatives. That we are very close to their relatives. The third wives, three wives are like this. The fourth wife, always neglected. So that is Paramatma. That we always neglected him. We never looked at him. Parcha Krishna saying, you get real peace, jantang iti santim richati, the sridang sarabhutana. Our real friend is Paramatma. Is inside Paramatma and outside our spiritual master. Only for our welfare. Who is our friend? Who is our father? Who is our mother? Sei se parama bandhu sei pitamata Sri Krishna charana je prema bhakti data. He is real friend. He is real father. He is real mother. Who has given of us love of God had love under the lotus feet of Lord Sri Krishna. His real friend, his real father, his real guru. His real guru. This is guru's business. Guru has manifested, Paramatma has manifested as a guru, always giving us good instructions. Not for his. He has no benefit out of it. Mahanta Svabhai Tarite Pamara Nijakarja Nahitabhu Jan Pararaghar. They don't have their own benefit. But they travel all over the world. not for their own benefit, not for the family maintenance. They go for our benefit. Prabhupada left India, Vrindavan. How old was Prabhupada when he left Vrindavan? How old? 69. 70 years he reached here. That 1 month it took to come here. 70 years old. Anybody lives Vrindavan? Any example is there in history? Somebody lives Vrindavan. Everybody, they go Vrindavan 70 years old. Prabhupada is a exception. There is no example, somebody lives Vrindavan at 70 years old. When you become 70 years old, you go Vrindavan to do Hari Bhajan. But Prabhupada left Vrindavan, came to America. What when he came to America? To see the Twin Towers, Disneyland. Oh, America has nice, nice roads. India, we don't have nice roads. He didn't come for all these things. He came to deliver us. He has any personal benefit out of it? A 70 years old man to come to America with $6. It's guru's business. So we don't accept him as a real friend. Is he not the real friend of our society who came to America at 70 years old? So he's Paramatma. Paramatma understands, Gurudev understands, and his disciples also understands. Who makes these arrangements? The Paramatma makes these arrangements. Paramatma makes Guru to understand what disciple has in his mind. Paramatma makes disciple to understand what Guru has in his mind. So that is what this Brahman, Paramatma is coming and telling us. This comparison is given. How the Guru and the Paramatma get role in our life. Jibbe sakhat nahitate Guru chaitya rupe. Chaitya Guru? Then Sikhya Guru hai Krishna Mahanta Swarupa. Krishna is manifested in two forms. One is Chaitya Guru Paramatma, the other is Sikhya Guru or Dikhya Guru. So Dikhya Guru or Guru, they are the mercy perfection, personification of Krishna. So Krishna being very merciful. Brahmanda Brahmite Kono Bhagavan Jib. Guru Krishna Prasade Paye Bhakti Lata Bij. Brahmanda. We have been hovering around from species to species, body to body, planet to planet. Kabhu sarge, kabhu narke, kabhu raja, kabhu praja, kabhu kita khudra. According to our karma, sometimes we go to heavenly planets, sometimes to hellish planets. Sometimes we take birth as a insects, sometimes in poor family, sometimes in king's family, sometimes in hell, sometimes heaven. Like this, from time immemorial. Anadi karma phale padi bhavarnava jale taribare na dekhi upaye. And we don't see any way out of this bondage. Out of this bondage. But eru brahmanda bhramite kono bhagavan jeev. When we are traveling like this, this universe, species to species, body to body, planet to planet, kono bhagavan jeev. Some very fortunate soul receives the seed of bhakti by the mercy of Guru and Krishna. Guru Krishna Prasadipaya Bhakti Lata Bij. Very fortunate person. What fortune we need to get the mercy of Guru and Krishna? What fortune can bring us the mercy of Guru? What good activities the Americans they had done so that they could get a mercy, they could be blessed, be fortunate to get Prabhupada as their guru. They were searching for Prabhupada. They bought ticket, went to India. They went to India or Prabhupada came to America? Prabhupada came. We have no good fortune. They make our fortune good. Pure devotees. Somebody said, Prabhupada, I'm very fortunate. I got your shelter, I'm very fortunate. Prabhupada said, you are not fortunate. I made you fortunate. I brought good fortune to you. We have no good fortune in our life. We are all unfortunate souls. But pure devotees, they bring good fortune to us. The spiritual masters bring good fortune to us. Otherwise, we are all unfortunate. To be this material world, no fortunate soul stay here. This material world, we are all unfortunate. But Guru brings fortune to us. So that is what this verse explains about Paramatma and Guru. You have any questions? Yes. Yeah, we should not, that's why I say we have to discuss this point, how unfortunate we are, how the sadhus are bringing good fortune for us, how careful we should be, to be always remain with the association of sadhus. That's why it has been stated, Ashraya laya bhaje tare hari nahitaje. As long as you are under the shelter of the devotees, then whatever bad things you do, Krishna will protect you. But as soon as you leave the association of devotees, whatever good things you may do, you are not protected. That's always, whatever happens to our life, we stay with the association of the devotees and we pray the Lord. Whatever happens to my life, let me stay with the association of the devotees. If that is lost, everything is lost. Everything lost. So the devotees, when you get the taste of Krishna consciousness, sometimes you go outside Krishna consciousness, or get in some work, then we can feel the difference, the contrast, the difference. So that's why if you stay always in temple, you don't understand much. When you go outside, you understand, wow, what is outside world, how it is. That's why Prabhupada is sent us to, you go to preach. When you go to preach, then you go house to house, see the householders, see the family lives, we travel, we see. I travel all over the world from a person, from a very poor village fellow, one who has no house even if. They stay with bamboo house, 10 holes. From that kind of people, I go to the millionaire's house also. And I see, observe the family lives. Sometimes these people have nothing in their house. They're so happy. They're so happy. Husband, wife, children, all tilak, all like Vaikuntha. They have nothing in their house, very poor fellows. But as soon as you 5-6 brahmacharis, you go, they are very happy, oh, Prabhus have come, then cook and feed, very happy. And so rich people, then we go, oh, sadhu has come, he'll ask some money, he's very scared to see us. In their house, so many problems. Now, wife somewhere, the daughter gone married. Sometimes, I was somewhere, in Phoenix or somebody is telling, or preacher was telling, that how some of our Indian parents, they come, millionaire people, they come really rich, they cry. He's telling some very rich person's son or daughter has married to some stupid fellow. Yeah, and parents crying, what to do? The very rich people, that is the situation there. In outerly you see, very aristocratic, when they're on the stage, very nice tie, suit, you look very, you may think, wow, my life, how I can become like him? I can have money like him, appearance like him, but behind the scene what is happening, only they know. And we know, because we travel, we go to their house, we listen from them, they tell us, we hear them, That's why we have to go, you go preach, then you see the contrast. What a big difference. That's why there is a verse, the devotee praying, "Oh my Lord, I feel more comfortable. You put me inside a cage where many tigers are there. I feel more safe there. But don't put me in a situation that I am not in the association of the devotees." That means to remain without the association of devotee, without the association of devotee, more dangerous, more painful than staying inside a cage with few tigers. Can you imagine how they are comparing? How the lions, the seers of the truth, they are comparing. It's so important in the association of the devotees. No. And you are true, because you are always getting association of the devotees, you forget to understand the importance. Just like outside there is bad smell, inside you come, nice incense, flowers. When you enter, you feel very nice. After 2 hours, you don't understand that you are getting nice. Isn't it? The nice smell, you don't recognize that. No, that happens to us also. We don't understand, we take as granted the association of the devotees. We just leave the association of the devotee, you don't understand. No. If you kind of feel that feeling, no, you cannot chant some days, I'm not chanting, feeling very much painful. I have no association of the devotees. No, I'm not having darshan of the deity. Are you feeling suffocated? Feeling something lacking? No. So that's why you have to catch hold of each other. You have to stay together. Somebody going away, then you have to bring him back. If we are going out, somebody will bring us back. They stay together. The association of the devotees. It's very, very most important things. If that is there, we are protected. No problem. Any other questions? Mataji? Thank you so much. I'm very happy now. This temple doing much more better than before. Many, many devotees. Good. To see. Kishore is mercy. Very nice. Thank you so much. Hari Bol. Hari Krishna.